You can go in, you can get the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix gift package when you let them know Dan Bernstein sent you.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, all 12-pack soft drinks are 3 for $9.99 with card. And skincare products like Neutrogena are buy two, get third free with card. Now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Carlos Gonzalez drives one in the air, deep left field. This ball's back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone! Carlos Gonzalez's first home run as a Chicago Cub.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, MegaPros.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
You always got to find something to give you a little bit of extra motivation. You know, sometimes it's blatantly obvious.
Where did the chip come from?
I think a very little bit of it was me putting it on there. But I think a lot of it just comes from certain things. I mean, you go back, I mean, there's a commercial ran now where I'm not even in it on Fox, put it up for the preview of U.S. Open.
Middays on The Score.
Brooks Koepka, understandably salty. I'm kind of with him on that. As, you know, you might want to include that guy in your promo for this tournament. The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. David Dusek is on Twitter at golfweek_Dusek. He's Golf Week's senior writer and course rater, and he is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hello again, David. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Always great to talk to you, and it's fun. When you get the star power involved in this one, Tiger Woods having returned, having won the Masters, and an open at, of all places, Pebble Beach. This is there's good reason that this has got the buildup it does, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is always one of the two or three biggest years, you know, golf, Ryder Cup, and Masters being some of the other ones. But this is one of those events where golf has a chance, depending on what happens with these NBA Finals, to be on the front page of newspapers and stuff like that. If we get the right winner, you know, who knows exactly what happens. But there's also the fact that we're here at Pebble, and this is one of the most iconic and beautiful golf courses in the world. This is the reason why you spring to the good TV down in the basement. You know, you want the big screen and the HD and all that, because this is going to look unbelievable when you see the blimp shots, when you see the images from Stillwater Cove and hitting down the little, you know, 100-yard par 3 seventh and across the gorge and the surf crashing and the dolphins. I mean, it's just so pretty, it's going to make you throw up. But it's a great place to be here, and it usually gives us tremendously good theater and great champions.
We talk a lot, David, about, you know, when we get to Augusta, how that course fits itself, or there are golfers' swings and ball flight that kind of fits itself to that course. Is Pebble Beach a little different? Does it fight some swing shapes, or how does that course set up for some of the favorites here?
You know, I think it sets up really well for players who are straight, number one, because unlike when we're here for the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which is in February, this golf course is running very, very fast. We've had tremendous weather out here in the Monterey Peninsula. Today it's in the low 60s, but it's been 75 to 80 degrees, which is very abnormal. We haven't had any rain. There's really no rain in the forecast. So the course is going to be super firm and fast, but the rough is very thick, very lush. If you get into this stuff, you're going to be in trouble. So whereas in the last couple of years, people have criticized the USGA for going to golf courses for the U.S. Open that are big open golf courses. Erin Hills, for example, a couple of years ago. Chambers Bay up in Tacoma, Washington. Huge ballpark. This is the U.S. Open that your dad grew up with. This is the kind of a place where you have to be straight. Forget the left to right, right to left. You can hit either of those shots, and long is always really good at any golf course. You have to hit fairways. And these are also the smallest greens that the players will see all year. The targets are tiny. So precision is going to be absolutely paramount with guys this year. You can't win a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach from the rough or missing green.
You mentioned the USGA, and they've been killed for course setup over the last couple of years. They've been somewhat pigheaded in some decision making. Are they self-aware? Do they get what's coming at them from the outside, or is it such an insular? I mean, how well do they understand what's been leveled against them over the last couple of years?
Oh, they understand totally. They understand absolutely well. I have very good contacts within the USGA and some friends of mine. I even say that, you know, openly, that work for them. They've screwed up. They've screwed up royally over the last couple of years, and they're very aware that that is the perception, not just in the media, but among golf fans, which is the most important thing for them. Mm-hmm. And they've got to get this one right. And one of the sort of inside baseball kind of things is they hired a player named Jason Gore, who some of your listeners may remember as a guy who knocked around a little bit on the PGA Tour. Well, he's been brought in. Basically, his job is to be a liaison between the USGA and the people who make a lot of the big decisions and the players, and to sort of be the conduit between the players and the, you know, to talk to them and to sort of be this intermediary that everybody kind of knows and respects and admires. And he's perfect for this job. So he is someone who, from a player perspective, can tell the people on the inside of the USGA, look, do this, don't do that. This is how those decisions are going to be perceived outside of this boardroom. And then vice versa, talk to the players and be like, look, guys, sometimes here or there, you got to suck it up with this decision that's going on. Might not seem obvious, but here's the rationale and the thinking. Because everybody respects the guy so much, they're willing to listen. And I think it's a great hire, and it's a position. They should have had somebody in that role doing this 30 years ago, but better late than never. And I think they are trying to do the right thing. So far, so good. Everybody loves the golf course the way it's set up. And with the weather being what it is, it's totally in their hands. It should go well.
So we start looking at the current list of those who drive the ball straight in driving accuracy percentage. And obviously, not all of these guys are going to be contenders. But you start to see who might be ready for something like this. Jim Furyk is number one, but is certainly well past the peak of his powers. Yeah. Ryan Moore is fourth. Henrik Stenson is seventh. And there's Matt Kuchar at nine. Paul Casey at 16. Webb Simpson hits these fairways 68% of the time. What numbers are you starting to look at as you start to handicap the field?
When you start to mention guys, for example, you know, like Matt Kuchar, and you start to mention somebody like a Paul Casey, veteran players who've been around, their top tens all the time. I mean, those guys are walking ATMs because their games are complete and they're good with that stuff. It's going to be a little bit interesting to see, not just with the driver, because you're going to have to hit driver and hit fairways with it, but a lot of the biggest hitting guys, the Dustin Johnsons, the Rory McIlroys, the Brooks Koepkas of the world, they're going to be able to hit, if the golf course is running really fast, and I think it's going to be, they're going to be able to hit 3-wood 300 yards or more. And depending on the curvature and where they need to place it, they might not need to be able to hit driver as many times as we ordinarily would think. In February, during the Pro-Am, you have to, because the air is heavy, the course tends to be wet and soft. Here, that's not the case. So it's a little bit difficult to use some of the statistics that we have from week-to-week PGA Tour events at U.S. Opens because the venues are so different. It's a good guideline. It's a good place to start. I really like the idea of somebody like Kuchar being able to play well here because he's a very good all-around player. He's had a great season. Paul Casey, who you mentioned, that kind of guy. But let's see what kind of game Dustin Johnson and Koepka and some of the people that we would think, what kind of clubs they're going to have to hit onto these fairways, and then what is that going to leave them into these tiny greens?
You mentioned Brooks Koepka. He's going for his third straight U.S. Open. Only one other man has done that. Is Koepka fueled by anything other than hatred and protein bars?
I think there might be some whey protein that's mixed into with all that stuff. You know, he's an interesting and he's a complicated guy. I like Brooks a lot. I think that he is somebody who would prefer to let the clubs do the talking, but has learned over the last couple of years that modern society and sport media and fans and social media and all that stuff demand a little bit more than just going out there and hitting the golf ball and doing that part of the job. He holds no punches. He doesn't like to hang around with people who are kind of ridiculous in his mind. He is supremely talented and motivated, and he is very singular in purpose. And a lot of times that comes off, I think, sometimes like he is isolated or aloof or just doesn't care about other things. He's got one thing on his mind. When he is out here, he is trying to win golf tournaments. And when he listens to people do things that he thinks are either destructive or they're claiming to try and win golf tournaments, but then they have a really lousy attitude or they don't put in the work that he knows he's doing, he doesn't suffer for it. He has no patience for people who are doing that kind of stuff. So I think in some ways he's a little bit misunderstood. He is ridiculously talented and ridiculously driven, as you sort of pointed out. So I think that he is definitely going to be a factor in this. I think it might be almost too much to ask that somebody wins three U.S. Opens and two PGA championships in a row. It's just the laws of probability start kicking in on that. But I wouldn't bet against him.
How does Tiger Woods' current game, the way he's playing, set up for this course, this field, this weekend?
See, I think it should set up well. If you look at the numbers, you would say, okay, here's a guy who is an elite ball striker, an elite iron player, and that's perfect for Pebble Beach. I don't know when he misses. Sometimes he misses badly, and that is something that's going to get penalized here. In 2000, Tiger Woods played probably the best golf tournament anybody's ever played and just ran away from the field here at Pebble. It's sort of the benchmark, if you will, for great play, not just in U.S. Opens, but for golf, period. The problem that I have right now with Tiger is when he hits driver, he's not accurate with it. And he's not the longest guy in the world like he was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So that part's there. He has to be precise. And this venue sets up very differently than Augusta National, where there is no rough. You can recover from all over the golf course. Your creativity is really rewarded. And he knows that venue like the back of his hand. He's been playing it since 95 when he played there as an amateur. Now, he knows Pebble Beach backwards and forwards as well. But it puts different demands on his game. He has to stay in the fairway. If Tiger isn't hitting 10 out of 14 fairways each day, he's really going to be struggling. He has to be in the fairway. He should be willing to give up 10 or 15 yards in distance, maybe 3-woods or a driving iron instead of a driver on some holes. If it means fairway, he has to be in the fairway. But I don't know that he's going to be able to do that.
David, you said something there that warmed my heart. You are one of the rare golf experts that says amateur instead of amateur. It has always been a pet peeve of mine that it's a golf thing. The word is amateur, yet golf people refer to it as amateur. Why is that?
Because sometimes the tweed in our jackets gets us a little bit muffled and we just sound like ridiculous. I don't know.
Is that what it is? It's
elbow patches.
It might be the only person that's driven crazy with that, but thank you for not being one of those people. Now, what's the way at a golf course like this to set up one's bag properly, knowing that you're going to have that much rough? Do you want to have three different wedges? You want to have like a 52, a 56, and a 60 wide open flop wedge? I mean, what's the best way to do it? Or is that just completely relative to one's own game?
Each guy's going to look at it differently, and they will see as they play the practice rounds here Monday, Tuesday. And some guys, nobody's going to play 18 holes today, but they have done their homework, and they know that, for example, the first hole is probably going to be a 3-wood or a hybrid club for most of them into like an 8 or a 9 iron, and it's going to be a little bent to the right. They map all this stuff out, and there could theoretically be no situation under normal circumstances where they would hit, say, a 4 iron or a 3 iron or something like that. So they might yank that club in and put in an extra wedge just to give them a little more versatility. They'll have to decide, and caddies and players will look at the weather forecast, and they usually come with usually between 17 and 20 clubs. You're only allowed to have 14 in your bag when you play, but you can bring to the tournament as many as you want. They'll come up with some kind of a combination that they feel gives them coverage over every shot that they should be able to hit, plus some versatility. And usually that means having 3 to 4 wedges and only having one fairway wood or a hybrid club or something like that. There are many players who are putting in driving irons, like a 2-iron. Jimmy Walker has a 1-iron in the bag this week because he's going to try and chase that thing out there and really let it run on these firm and fast fairways, keep the ball down. We haven't had wind, but he's looking for the chase through the fairway. Every player will look at where the golf course sets up for his game and then come up with a combination of 14 that he feels covers everything that they need to cover and gives them versatility in case they screw it up.
So, David, we've reached the portion of the interview where we just ask you for the favorites. Who's looking good to you in practice rounds? Who's looked good to you the last 2 weeks?
And a value bet. Like,
yeah.
If you start looking at some of the odds, say, look at somebody, because a lot of legalized gambling is now a thing.
Find me the dark horse.
People love betting golf.
All right. So, this is a place where if you take a look at the last winners of U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach, Graham McDowell in 2010, Tiger Woods in 2000, Tom Kite in 92, Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus. You notice a pattern here? Guys who are probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame, this is a chalk golf course. And so I think that, well, you know, you might want to look for long shots in terms of like who you genuinely think is going to win. It's going to be a top 10 player. It's going to be a name that we know. And I would take Dustin Johnson. He won the 2009 and 2010 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Ams. He should have won here. In 2010, he had a triple bogey on the second hole on the final day. He started the day with a 3-shot lead over McDowell, who was the eventual winner, and 5 shots over Tiger. DJ has won earlier this year. He's been a runner-up at both the Masters and the PGA Championship. His game sets up really well, I think, for this golf course because he's one of those guys who can keep it in the fairways when he needs to. He hits a lot of greens. He's now a top 20 in the world putter. Statistically, so he's putting really well. There's nothing that you can look at and say that that's actually a problem for DJ. He has no problems.
Yeah, the problem is 9-1, though. The problem is there's no value there when I'm looking at John Rahm at 25-1, Xander Schauffele at 25-1.
So here's the thing. You still throw it. So John Rahm is local in the Capesa. So you can get all the value you want, and then when he doesn't win, you lose your money. So
right.
You tell me which way you want to go with it.
Well, you know, you got to risk some to win some, I guess.
Like, if you want to risk a little bit, tell me. I don't have the sheet right in front of me. Take a look. You mentioned Paul Casey. You did mention Matt Kuchar. I like both of those. If you want real value, take a look. Where's Billy Horschel?
Right,
Billy
just,
Horschel is.
Okay,
Billy
Matt,
Horschel is.
I'll check Billy Horschel. Kuchar's at 40-1. Paul Casey is at 50-1. Billy Horschel is among those at 150-1.
Billy Horschel has a very long shot, obviously, to win the U.S. Open. He's ranked, I believe, number 38 in the world. Billy Horschel is a tough guy. Billy Horschel is a really nice guy, but when he plays like a tough guy, U.S. Opens are tough guy tournaments. It's a mental test as much as it is a physical test because everyone's going to make bogeys. Everyone's going to really have to grind it out. Horschel has been putting a lot better. He's got a lot more confidence. He and his coach Todd Anderson. I see them constantly grinding, and they're seeing the results of that. He is an average driver of the golf ball, statistically, a tour average kind of a guy. But he is not negative in terms of any aspects of his game. He's a good player in everything. And U.S. Opens can reward that kind of a thing. And his attitude, I think, is great. If you're looking for a real flyer, Billy Horschel could be your guy. Otherwise, again, if you're looking for a value play, if you said that it was 50-1 for Paul Casey, I love Casey at 50-1.
Sounds like you just made Billy Horschel my favorite $10 golfer of the weekend. David, thanks as always.
Talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
That is David Dusek. If you weren't ready for the U.S. Open before, you certainly are now. That is full-service, one-stop shopping, preparing for yet another major with just a star-studded field right now.
I pick four golfers every tournament to put bets on, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right now that I'm narrowing down. I think I can get you the four golfers I'm going to make a bet on by the time we close the show today.
Yeah,
I'm getting close to it.
I love the way Patrick Cantlay's playing, and he's at 18-1. Bryson DeChambeau's at 40-1. Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood is 33.
Yeah, you had Kuchar at 50? I have him 40. At 40. Okay.
Yeah, he's at 40, and Paul Casey is the one who's at 50.
John Rahm, as crazy as he is, at 25-1. I know.
Loco in the cabeza.
I'm off him. I still think John Rahm will win a major at some. Yeah. He's just too talented not to, but having watched him the last pair, I don't think this season is going to be the season that I bet John Rahm for the last two.
This segment's brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale now through the end of June. Find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV. RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in northwest Indiana.
So Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, was on Mully and Haw this morning. We've seen an effort out of one particular Cubs reliever that has gone sideways and sideways fast. He also talked a bit about the Craig Kimbrell experience and what Cubs fans can expect. A rough one for them last night against the Rockies, but some interesting perspective from the Cubs pitching coach. You'll hear some of that. We'll talk about what happened with the Cubs last night. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Anthony Rizzo talking Cubs on The Score.
Feels like every time you lead off an inning, you reach base.
Yeah, that's the goal. I like leading off innings, that's for sure. But yeah, it was a nice win for us. Going down 4 early versus the Cardinals like this, it's a nice win.
This is Chicago's official radio home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. A lot was made of the Miami Marlins' decision to trade Giancarlo Stanton and his huge contract to the New York Yankees after he won the National League MVP in 2017. As it turns out, that wasn't even close to the worst move made by the Derek Jeter regime. That would be the trade of Christian Yelich. Ever hear of Frank Robinson from Milt Pappas? This may go down as worse than that. Yelich was just 26, already a solid player, and under contract through 2021 when the Marlins traded him to the Brewers prior to last season for four prospects. All now between the ages of 23 and 25, none have made a dent at the big league level. All Yelich did last season was win the MVP and lead the Brewers to the National League Championship Series. He hit .326 with 36 homers and 110 RBI. This year, even though he's missed 8 games, he's been better. 25 homers, 54 RBI, .346 average. Wow, Derek. I'm John Feinstein.
Visit a Sprint store this Father's Day weekend. Make the switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th to learn more.
Less required phone trading credit provided, online registration and new phone activation amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
So you're upgrading a house. You have incredible plans for the master bath. You're designing a stunning open concept kitchen, just like that home show you love. And for the backyard deck, you're creating something square. Look, imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Ditch the pine box and create something truly inspired with TimberTech. The design versatility and technological superiority needed to vastly improve your home improvement. So whether you're designing it or building it, we can upgrade it. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Go against the grain.
Interested in purchasing a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Not your bank, not an online lender, and definitely not your realtor's preferred lender. Meet Amy, who found a home online, and an online realtor she didn't know advised her to get pre-approved by their preferred lender, who she also didn't know. The realtor's preferred lender pre-approved Amy to purchase a home, which was a bad move. After signing a contract to purchase the home, the realtor's preferred lender informed Amy her income was insufficient to buy the home that he had pre-approved her to buy. This happens all the time. Here's a fact. You can't buy a home with a pre-approval. Another fact, you can buy a home with a Team Hochberg approval letter. Stop wasting time working with inexperienced lenders. Instead, call a trusted local lender who will always look out for your financial best interest. Team Hochberg, call them now, 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help if you don't call, 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License, CMB 676-1019, NMLS 1124061.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer ends 6/30/19.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. Remember to always cut up plastic six-pack rings. Better yet, reduce your use of disposable plastic so it doesn't end up in our ocean. If you're planning a trip to the beach, make sure you use sunscreen that's labeled reef-friendly or reef-safe. All of these steps will help protect marine wildlife and keep our oceans beautiful. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, all right, I'm going to try really hard to not take you back to that place, but I am curious. The season ends, the Rockies move on. How long did it take you personally to get over that?
It took a while. Yeah, it took at least a few weeks. You know, close to almost 3 weeks, I'm sure. Because for those first 3 weeks or a month, you're resting up, you're not doing anything. So when you're just sitting around, that's all you're thinking about. You know, it was a terrible way, you know, to end the season, and we all were in bad moods for sure for a long time. But once you get back into your workout, you start using it as motivation, I think, and it starts to go away from there. And you start to translate it just into a different feeling, just motivated. So yeah, after a few weeks, we got back into our workouts, and I think just really started focusing in on this year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bob Costas, who is joining us from the booth in Wrigley Field.
What is your favorite memory of time spent in our fair burg?
The Sandberg game, which people still talk about. Maybe the greatest regular season game I've ever witnessed, let alone broadcast. And then all the Jordan-era moments, but it was capped by the last shot against Utah in 98, which I did the play-by-play of. So those are not just Chicago highlights. Those are on my top 10 list of my entire career.
And in that moment leading up to the Jordan shot, is it even possible to not think about the context of what you're about to call?
You're chronicling not just an NBA championship, not just a dramatic game, but the closing chapters of one of the epic careers in the history of American sports.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
What we're trying to do with Brad and with all of our guys is just remind them, you know, what we can control. What we can control is, you know, our mindset on the mound and what we're trying to do with each pitch, and then just execute. If we keep focus on that and Brad keeps working on that, he's going to be fine, and we're going to get through this. It's just, it's easier said than done when you're not the one going through it, and I think he's handled this whole stretch the right way, and he's staying focused.
Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovy on with Mully and Haw this morning. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves. Would like to thank the loyal fan base for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. Some other things that you noted from that interview.
Yeah, there were a couple of things. I want to get to the Brad Brock situation first, though, because that's it's a reliever where, honestly, it's interesting to watch Joe use his circle of trust, right? I mean, the relievers that he does feel comfortable using in high leverage situations, his even or ahead guys, all that stuff. I think it's been well chronicled through his time as Cubs manager. But what I also find interesting, though tougher to watch, is how he deploys pitchers, his bullpen guys, that he's trying to get back into the circle of trust.
Mid-leverage?
Yeah, well, you saw that game kind of get out of hand. I mean, still, it's a Coors game. I mean, Jay's doing, in the meeting this morning, Jay's going to, it's a Coors game. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes, because three runs or four or even five isn't out of reach.
Also, means don't walk people.
Definitely don't do that. Don't walk people. And it was certainly a rough one for Brad Brock last night. He gave up four earned while not walking anybody, which was interesting. But the way Joe goes about throwing those guys into situations where, you know, you're pitching, man. You're out there and trying to find stuff, and at some point, and sometimes Joe doesn't really necessarily care that you get shelled. The more important issue is that you work out your own stuff, or at least try to. And it seems like that's where Brad Brock has been his last couple of outings, giving up four earned in each of his last two. The ERA, not that it matters all that much for a reliever, it's going to be slanted, but it's like 9.7. The whip is astronomical, and the batting average against is damn near 400. All that kind of stuff has not been good for him. But, you know, I think with the way their depth works, even with the addition of Craig Kimbrell when he gets there, bullpen's probably still a better one if Brad Brock is throwing the way he has, you know, when he's been good. And it's disconcerting to hear him say things like he feels like he might have some of the best stuff of his career, but can't miss any bats. You know, those are really tough comments to kind of square with the performance he's got.
And it's the not finishing guys off. It's the getting ahead, executing pitches, setting up a plate appearance in a way that should give him all the advantages, and then it goes sideways on him. That gets really frustrating.
You mean Montgomery-ing?
No, but he's got stuff, though.
Yeah, you're right. Better than Brock. That's true.
Yeah, the Montgomery-ing is
it's the nibbling.
0-1, 1-1. 1-2, foul ball, 2-2, foul ball, 3-2, foul ball, walk.
Yeah. It's frustrating. And that's where, you know, you watch Peter Lambert, one of the Rockies' top pitching prospects, who's now got himself two good outings against the Cubs. Five innings and three strikeouts for him. But did you notice the similarity in his swings and misses? Did you notice the thing that he's doing that every other pitcher throwing for swings and misses is doing? It's 94 or 95 with the fastball, but it looks like, just anecdotally speaking, it looks like that's the high spin rate fastball, and that's the up in your eyes fastball. And when you're getting guys like Anthony Rizzo to swing through that kind of stuff, that is your, you know, archetypical swing and miss, high fastball, get it out of the swing plane kind of guy.
And also the newly understood side to side breaking slider,
Yeah.
When you are able to, it's not necessarily what they always wanted, that 12-6 tilt and always wanted stuff to break down, down, down. Now, because you know that that's where the barrels live, all of these pitching engineers are learning now. It's much more important, or as important at least, to have something with side break, with something that is going to move laterally away from a bat and stay up in a zone.
Just out of curiosity, has someone been paging through the MVP machine lately?
Maybe. We've mentioned this book before.
Number of times, yeah.
You're going to hear us mention it again. We are going to be talking with the authors of this book on this show. It is so important if you are a baseball fan. And I've no vested interest in endorsing it and doing nobody any favors.
But I'm happy to do that.
I'm truly letting you know.
Do they sell pills as well? I'd like to sell pills for the book.
The MVP machine. I'm only a couple chapters in.
Yeah.
And already, it's a revelation. Already understanding the reason you have to read it is because this isn't speculative, it isn't theoretical, it isn't backward looking. It is literally telling you what big league teams and big league players and fringe professional players, what they are doing themselves to make themselves better baseball players. The analogies that they're using was Billy Martin's old idea. It's like, well, you got your mules, you got your horses, you got your racehorses, and that's all you got, and that's all you're ever going to be. And you just got to make sure that you're winning because of your racehorses. And now they're saying you can turn a mule into a horse. You can turn a horse into a thoroughbred. That these incremental changes, a player himself can walk in to a nondescript facility somewhere and look at himself in all kinds of new and different ways. The book is so important that it's almost like I know by the time I get done, I will only want to have baseball conversations with people who also have read it. And you're going to have the same feeling, too, when you pick it up. You're going to have the same feeling, too. There's so much wow to it. And it's all real stories of actual guys in the major leagues tracking what they've done and how they've done it. When we talked to Kyle Ryan.
Yeah.
And Kyle Ryan's like, somebody from the Cubs saw something and called me. And this guy was out of baseball, out of the league, maybe going to Korea or pitching independently somewhere. All of a sudden is on a big league pitching staff because some Cub front office guy had an idea about how to change an arm slot to make him good again.
And it's not just computers that are spitting out these kind of recommendations. You know, we talked a lot last season about the story that Adam Ottavino was, the fact that he rent a storefront somewhere in New York and then took it upon himself to use one of the cameras, I believe it was an Edgertronic, and just develop his own pitch, develop that kind of breaking stuff that's made him one of the better relievers in baseball over the last few years. I know it's not gone perfectly for him this season, but you know, it's those kind of stories, those kind of human sides of the stories that matter just as much. As front offices has become, you know, more similar to the next, right? The intelligence has spit out the same kind of information about what to value in players. Players have themselves tried to find the ways to get better on the margins. And as it turns out, as much of an asshat as I think Trevor Bauer can be at times, inventing a new way to become, and it's mostly for pitching at this point, not that it can't help hitters, but it's mostly for pitching. And it seems like you can engineer and create a better pitcher out of a perhaps less athletic specimen, out of a guy that wouldn't necessarily get 1-1 draft consideration.
Again, it's called the MVP machine, and it's written by Ben Lindbergh and Travis Sawchuk. And the other aspect, it isn't as if there are the nerds in the suits from Harvard having players come in and say, get on the assembly line. The players, it's word of mouth.
Yep.
It's independent of team. Because of a lot of these facilities are independent places not affiliated with teams, players are talking to each other saying, hey, you got to see this thing I learned, or I noticed something in your swing. Maybe you can generate a little more launch angle. You come to me and let's go to this place. Let's meet here. And they're doing it on their own. So it's like it's organic, grassroots, player-driven stuff.
Do you remember the conversations that baseball fans and you guys used to have in the steroid days, right? Right after the Mitchell report and the height, like let's call it 05, before A-Rod comes out and admits that he used steroids, but after Barry Bonds.
Is that when the players I talked to saying, damn it, I don't want to have to use steroids, but now I feel like I kind of do and it sucks?
When you're on the fringe, man, and you're right there, your last major league chance is gone by you, but you're 29 and damn it, you don't have anything else to do.
Your newborn is crying in the room next to you. Yep.
You know what you do? you go to every means necessary to stay in the big leagues and do the one thing that you feel you're capable of doing. And I won't say that this is, I can't tell you that the game is clean now. It's probably cleaner than it was before. And really, you know, I don't know that you can make that big a case, or there is a case to be made, and Joe Sheehan makes it often, like, how much did PEDs really help the performance of some of these players? That's a whole nother rabbit hole you can head down. But when you have players who are now, like Max Muncy, for instance, or Justin Turner, or Josh Donaldson, who are just scratching at it and just looking up at a depth chart that's going to smother you, you do things like this. You reinvent yourself and you start taking pieces of advice from sources that would otherwise kind of be tossed to the side. And that's what has invented this era of baseball, whether you like watching it or not, as much as anything else. It's a little bit of that desperation that's reinvigorated some players to changing their total approach and then changing their earning potential, too.
Yeah, my son told me to read the book as quickly as possible because he leaves for camp on Monday, and he wants to take the book to overnight camp with him. So I told him I would try to grind through it. By the way, Ben Lindbergh, the co-author, is going to join the Bernstein and McKnight show on Monday at 11 a.m.
Excellent.
That works out nicely. And you know what else we have for tomorrow?
What's that?
We have Cubs Sox tickets we're going to give away.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's going to be good.
Well, that's got plenty to do then the next couple of days.
We also have Lawrence Holmes, who's going to be coming up in just a bit here, joining us in the culinary studio. But it's been a very busy day with golf stuff, a lot of football stuff. And if you're just joining us, the Bears already have cut another kicker earlier this morning. It was a transaction just as we're preparing for the show and preparing to talk about kickers.
Right.
They cut Chris Blewett, and headline writers will do their little dance and make their little jokes.
That's been our day. The kicking situation is just a... I mean, it's just going to be some guy. It's going to be some veteran cut from some other team
that's
going to be placed on there, and you've heard of him, and then he'll kick, and things will probably be fine enough. Still, I feel like we've gone far too long in the Bears conversation this morning without saying it. Score 24. Remember? That's our thing. Score 24 points a night.
Hashtag score 24.
Hashtag.
He's McKnight. I'm Bernstein. You're listening to Sports Radio 670. The Score with Lawrence coming up.
Mully and Hall. Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away. But we're going to keep growing, and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670. The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Here's a gift for Dad that checks all the boxes. It's a gift he'll love. It's a gift he'll actually use. It's a gift that doesn't break the bank. And it can even save Dad a few bucks along the way. I'm talking about Harry's and their special offer for Father's Day, the Harry's Shave Set. You can treat yourself, treat the man in your life, to a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, the shave gel, and the travel cover. That's the starter set when you go to harrys.com and use the code Chicago. I have the Harry's razor. I got the starter set and more and love it. The German-engineered blades Dad will appreciate year-round. And when Dad restocks, he won't have to overpay. And I hate overpaying, and Harry's keeps me from doing that because the replacement blades are just $2 each. So because you're listening for this Father's Day, Harry's has this special offer. It's $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Chicago at harrys.com. So what you get is a razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, all of it for just $3. And it ships for free. Go to harrys.com and use the code Chicago.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Rewind.
You're lucky if you live in and around Chicago because you still have an opportunity to get the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix gift package. You might have missed the opportunity to order online, but you can get this special deal, 74% off the Steak Fix pack for just $59.99 at the Omaha Steaks retail locations. Go in there, any one of them, tell them Dan Bernstein sent you, and then you get this for just $59.99. It's usually $235, but it's 74% off. Two tender filet mignons, two bold top sirloins, two savory pork chops, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four massive gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, four premium chicken breasts, four caramel apple tartlets for dessert, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and four extra Omaha Steaks burgers for free. You can pick this up for $59.99 at any of your Omaha Steaks retail locations around here. Streets of Woodfield, Naperville Crossing, Orland Park, and Oak Brook Promenade. So go in there, let them know Dan Bernstein sent you, and you can get the Father's Day Steak Fix package today.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online at a Capital One location or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for 4 different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the Walker-Friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220 to learn more.
What a time to be a Cubs fan.
The Score's Danny Mac on the Cubs.
We are so in the sweet spot of the golden era of Cubs baseball.
Cubs win the ball game.
I look forward to every broadcast. I'm not saying that because I work at the Cubs flagship. It is great to see what this organization has evolved to, and bring it on.
And this is where you hear Pat and Ron call every game. We are the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Ted, the perfect elixir for summer or anytime is here. Men's Room Gold is back.
That's right. And because we think it's yummy, I'm going to sing a song.
Oh, God.
Hit it.
I really think I want a drink. I've been a jonesing for a Men's Room Gold.
That was awful. But every time you purchase a Men's Room Gold, it benefits the Fisher House, which supports our military and their family members.
Men's Room Gold, brewed by Elysian Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington. Please drink responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks to Mike Florio and David Dusek for joining us today. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and Ray Diaz, the producers. Brian Gertz, the video feed. Kevin Zipak had the updates tomorrow. It's Thursday already. Ian Rappaport and Len Casper on football and the Cubs, respectively. Also, we will be reacting to tonight's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. I don't really care all that much who wins. Either you're going to have really happy St. Louis Blues fans or really happy Boston.
Neither of those things feel good to me at all.
It's all fine, but there's no television competition for it tonight as far as we're concerned, because the Cubs are a day game. White Sox are off, so it'll certainly help you in the Chicago market. The segment brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Good treasury management is good business, but there's a secret. At many banks, it's cookie cutter and it's costly. At Lakeside Bank, they design custom programs for each client and save them money. Call Lakeside Bank. Learn the secret to real treasury management. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. It's about time for Lawrence Holmes. He's here. He is literally waiting in the wings here in our culinary studio, our temporary home.
Do we have wings? Well, in the culinary studio?
I guess.
figurative wings.
Well, no, there's...
He's literally waiting in the figurative wings.
Wings, the with the Y.
It's wings. No, you could refer to the area of the studio, the wings
that
of the
makes
of
sense
the set.
To me. I just wanted to ask. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
You can, I think. I give him a lot of little license there. So we'll do transition. Keep it here. You got the score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the score.
But the key to your Lucas Giolito's success, what percent of it is physical and what percent of it is mindset and mental?
I'd say 90%+ is mental. When you know that your stuff is good, it's much easier to go out there and just perform.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
Right now, you're streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer.
670 The Score is where you want to be to hear every exciting play of Cubs baseball.
We'll deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
2-2 on David Bote, trying to come through. Bote drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand. And the Cubs have won the ballgame.
You got the Cubs game on the score.
And the Cubs have won the ballgame.
Go, Cubs. Go, Cubs. Yeah, this is what you came in for.
You got the Cubs game on the score. Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Mike Pereira, former vice president of officiating in the NFL. What do you make of the fact that pass interference, both called and non-called, is now reviewable?
Well, the three guys involved in New Orleans think it's a great rule change. the other ones, I think, would rather keep it on the field.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, let's do it. Lawrence Holmes indeed will on a busy day. He is taking over, and here he be. What's up?
What's going on, men?
Hey.
Well, Chris Blewett is no longer. I mean, he's not dead. He's just not a bear.
You're not on Instagram, right, Dan?
Correct.
Or you have some sort of like shadow Instagram account?
No, my wife and my son and my daughter are on Instagram.
He's like Kevin Durant.
I think my daughter is. Actually, my daughter may not. I think she. I don't know.
Briggs put out a video when they signed Blewett. It's just 3 seconds, and it's hysterical. Where he just looks at, he walks in, is like,
when they signed him?
Yeah, he's like, so the Bears signed a kicker named Blewett, and just looks at the camera and starts cracking up laughing. It's hilarious. But this whole, I heard you guys as I was driving in talking about the kicker competition. It's weird, but I'm still okay with it.
Okay.
Why?
Because I think that you have to do whatever you can to find the right kicker.
Okay.
I think that the way that they're going about it is unorthodox. I've never seen something like this before in my years of covering the league, but you got to figure some stuff out. And I was told by Bears players that I work with that when they got Robbie Gould, they messed with him. Like, that was part of practice. They wanted to see how he would react if they were messing with him. So they'd throw helmets and Gatorade bottles and all sorts of stuff up before he would lean into a kick.
So I'm fine with all of that. The reason I asked why you're cool with it is because I find it real interesting the way Bears fans are relating to the kicker search and really kind of the attitude around the team is that at some point, Matt Nagy, more than Ryan Pace and more than the 12-4 season, but like Matt Nagy, partly because of those things, purchased some of this good faith, right?
Yes.
And he's cashing it in a little bit right now. I mean,
Ryan Pace too.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about
it.
And
he needed it.
Because Nagy, absolutely he did. But because Nagy is like the outspoken guy, and you don't see Pace all that often, he doesn't like to talk all that much. But because Nagy is the front and center dude.
You know, guys, sometimes I like to really talk about what's going on with our kicker.
I'm really excited.
So excited.
We're fired up. Guys, look, I know I say this every time I talk to you. I'm fired up, man. We are fired up here at Hallis Hall.
I've been working on my pace.
Good. Matt, if you could get a conversation between that Ryan Pace and Morpheus Kenny Williams, Morpheus-inspired Kenny Williams.
Yeah, it's funny because I haven't talked to Kenny a lot. I need to be around him to do it. But the last thing he said to me, he said, congratulations. Like, I saw him, he just hit me on the shoulder, like a run by, like, congratulations. So I need to have like a conversation with him. And this weekend, Pace got interviewed by Heron, I want to say, Anthony Heron, on the orange carpet. And I just clicked right back into my Pace stuff. I was like, yeah, come on, Ryan, say some stuff with that great hair.
What you mentioned about the kickers, though, did you see the Twitter beef between Adam Johns and Dan Wiederer, Sun-Times Tribune fighting here, where Johns was saying that the Bears want the kickers to miss to test how it builds character, and Wiederer clapping back and saying, are you still sticking with that? That they wouldn't just rather have them, I don't know, make the kicks?
Yes, I am aware of the beef.
It feels beefy.
It's beefy.
It feels beefy.
I am aware
of
the beef. I do like that we have a Bears beat that's competitive. And whether it's the Johns and Hogue podcast, which is really good stuff,
it's absolutely good.
Those guys are putting out there, or Team Trib with all of the different people that they have covering the Bears right now, it's good. I think that it makes for a smarter beat overall, and I think that it makes the listener or reader or watcher more educated. Speaking of which, shameless plug. Today on the LoHo Daily podcast, I talked with 3 different people about run-pass option offenses. And I got a breakdown from my buddy Michael Felder at Stadium, from our buddy Anthony Heron, and from Brian Baldinger. It's really good. So if you're interested in the X and O in intricacies of RPO stuff.
The difference between collegiate RPOs and pro RPOs?
High school all the way up through pros. It's 25 minutes of football porn.
Was Brian Baldinger incredibly enthusiastic and somewhat religious about the football topic?
No,
he gets to, like, it's
Dan. Don't you and him have beef?
It was a nothing.
You're both Duke guys, right?
Yeah, it was. It stemmed from an interview at the Super Bowl when I was very critical of Brian Baldinger in the year where they were clearly going to fire Dick Geron. The Bears beat the Cardinals in a meaningless game, and the whatever was the crowd it was cheering, and he said something like, "This is why you can't fire Dick Duran." And everybody's caping for Dick Duran for no reason. And I made a point of saying this is absolutely ridiculous. This is just classic network guy says you can't fire a coach because he's coach. They're clearly going to fire him.
Right.
And then he sat down with us at the Super Bowl, and I was in a position where I felt I couldn't have him there after I pounded him so hard, and I asked him very directly. I was also half drunk. Because it was a late night. It was one of the best shows we ever did. It was a. I was up till like 4 in the morning, got like 2 hours of sleep. It was a really, really fun night.
Was this Miami?
No, this was Houston.
Okay.
And where I was Zampillo. You might have even been out with us.
I was not.
You were okay.
Because that was the year that I just started the beat. So I wasn't doing shows yet. I was just trying to figure stuff out.
I thought you were reporting. It was a late night. Anyway, and I asked, and he said something like, "I didn't think it was going to be this kind of interview." I'm like, what, the kind of interview where people ask you questions? You know, and it ended up being fine. But it wasn't genuine beef. It was just a snit.
Well, we had a really great chat. And the reason that I asked him to do it, and I had him on the show. And so I pulled the part specifically about RPOs because I knew I was going to do an RPO podcast. I had him on because he did the NFL Films video where Doug Peterson is like, this is what our day one install of RPO looks like. And I sat there for 10 minutes watching him, Jaws, and Baldinger talking about this. I was like, man, that would be cool if I could get his thoughts on what the Bears version of it is and how it's found its way around the NFL. So you know, Michael Felder knows all this stuff because he does high school, college, and NFL. So getting the different perspectives from guys where their different focuses are, where Baldy's pretty much all NFL,
yeah.
But in